Welcome to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Think on this.
You know, Joshua, one of the things that I have had to learn is that God provides an incredible path to walk on, that I don't have to worry about what pathway to go on. If I take God's pathway, I'm on the right pathway, and God will lead us. God releases favor. I can't tell you how many times when I didn't know what was going to happen and realized that God had provided that way on the pathway and reveals truth. How many times have we all had that moment of we don't know what to do, we don't know what to say, and then there's this kind of light on the pathway and we understand what our place is and what our words are. And then God gives us grace, and that grace is the power to do what we can't do our own. And being on God's pathway is the best adventure ever.
Right, and there definitely is a difference between those who walk on God's path and those who settle for other paths. And when you're with God, it really leads to this ongoing relationship and connection with God. And we can be certain that He will lead and clear a path for us. And the Bible says that He is making a way.
You know, I love that thought, because if you then move to Deuteronomy 31:6, in the Message, it says that God strides ahead of us. So I just think about that. You know, the way is being made as God strides ahead of us. And those words have really allowed me to get through some really hard things, because I know that God's already ahead of it. God has it. And it's just really an amazing piece of God's provision on the pathway.
So commit to stay on the path, knowing God has the best for you. And enjoy the adventure of living with God along the way. You've been listening to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Visit our website at tablethink.com for more content.